The Winter Olympics officially begin Friday in Sochi, Russia. Thousands of athletes and journalists have converged on the city along the coast of the Black Sea, and spectators will soon follow. NPR's Sonari Glinton is in Sochi, and he reports that one race is already underway to finish all the last-minute preparations in time.
In order to gauge how prepared the Russians are for these Winter Games, we're going to go to a few places. But let's begin in the cozy confines of the Olympic Village with athletes. Chris Kreveling is a short track speed skater, and these are his first games.
We've just been impressed with the facility so far, and everything has been up to our standards, I'd say. We're all just very excited to walk in the opening ceremonies.
Many of the speed skating athletes have competed in Sochi already for the World Championships, like Jordan Malone. It's his second time on the Olympic team. Malone was here last year before the athlete village was complete, and he says things are much better now.
All the United States is in one particular house. It's the same as it was in Vancouver. There's Wi-Fi everywhere, so you can get your geek on. It's conducive to an environment that you'd want to spend an entire month in.
Well, the athlete village is done and gets near universal praise. A tour of the various sporting arenas shows they're done and ready to go. Journalists, however, have complained about poor construction, and interestingly, there are perfectly pleasant stray dogs wandering around town. But how about the rest of Sochi and the other facilities?
So right now I'm on a brand new bus that seems to be going down a brand new highway. And as you look on the side of the road, you can sort of see the freshly overturned dirt everywhere you look, as if building projects had just finished or just begun. I'm in a village that's about an hour away from downtown Sochi. It's near where some of the ski events are held. And through all the windows, there's stores that look like they're on the verge of opening. There's a hotel that appears to be under construction, but nothing yet quite finished.
I met Volkan Shimshak in the village.
Volkan Shimshak, like a volcano.
Tell me what your job is.
We are the hotel operator here in Gorky Gorod.
It looks like everything is still not yet complete.
Why? What is not complete?
Well, we're standing in front of like this building we're standing in front of right now. It's not ready to go yet.
I mean, what do you need? All the people are here for work.
Shimshak says he has people at it around the clock, and the vast majority of the work will get done.
I mean, the hotels will be open. I mean, there are several, one another, technical issues. I mean, this is living city, but you cannot say it's not ready.
Meanwhile, Thomas Bach, president of the International Olympic Committee, says delays are inevitable.
You know, I have some travel experience, and I know how embarrassing it is when you arrive after a long flight to a place and your room is not ready.
Bach says the facilities will be ready as spectators stream in. Workers have until Friday. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Sochi.